Louisville, Monday, October 11th, 10:22 a.m. "We've got trouble," Sarah said.
"Why?" Evan said. He glanced in the rearview mirror, saw the truck.
"What is it?"
Sarah had the radio in her hand.
"Kenner, they spotted us."
"Who did?" Evan said.
"Who are they?"
The radio clicked. "Where are you?" Kenner said.
"On Highway 95. We're about 4 miles away."
"Okay," Kenner said. "Stick with the plan. Do your best."
"Who is it?"
Evan said, looking in the mirror.
The blue pickup was advancing fast, very fast. In the next instant, it banged into the back of their car.
Evans was startled, swerved, got control again.
"What the fuck?" he said. "Just drive, Peter."
Sarah took the revolver from its holster. She held the gun on her lap, looked out the side mirror. The blue truck had dropped back for a moment, but now raced forward again.
"Here he comes."
Perhaps because Peter stepped on the gas, the impact was surprisingly gentle. It was hardly more than a nudge. Peter careened around the curves, glancing at the rearview mirror. Again the blue truck dropped back. It followed them for the next half mile, but it was never closer than 5 or 6 car lengths.
"I don't get it," Evans said.
"Are they going to ram us or not?"
"Guess not," she said. "See what happens if you slow down."
He slowed the SUV, dropping their speed to 40. The blue truck slowed too, falling back farther.
"They're just following us," she said.
"Why?" The first scattered drops of rain spattered the windshield. The road ahead was spotted, but they weren't yet in full rain. The blue truck dropped even farther back now. They came around a curve, and immediately ahead of them saw a big silver 18-wheeler with a big trailer. It was rumbling slowly along the road, not going more than 30 miles an hour. On its back doors it said, A&P.
"Oh, shit," Evan said.
In the back mirror, they saw the blue truck still following.
"They've got us front and back."
He swerved out, trying to pass the big trailer, but as soon as he did, the driver moved toward the center of the road. Evans immediately fell back.
"We're trapped," he said.
"I don't know," she said.
"I don't get it."
The trailer blocked them at the front, but behind them the blue truck was farther back than ever, several hundred yards down the road. She was still puzzling over the situation when a bolt of lightning crashed down at the side of the road as they drove past. It couldn't have been more than 10 yards away, a white-hot, dazzling blast of light and sound. They both jumped.
"Jesus, that was close," Evan said.
"Yes. I've never seen one that close." Before she could answer, a second bolt crashed down, directly in front of them. The sound was explosive. Evans swerved involuntarily, even though the bolt was gone.
"Holy shit!"
By then, Sarah had a suspicion, just as the third bolt hit the car itself, a deafening crash and a sudden pressure that made knife pains in her ears and a blast of white heat that enveloped the car. Evans screamed in fear and let go of the wheel. Sarah grabbed it and straightened the car on the road. A fourth bolt smashed down by the driver's side, just inches from the car. The driver's side window cracked and splintered.
"Holy shit," Evans was saying. "Holy shit, what is this?"
To Sarah, it was only too obvious. They were attracting lightning. The next bolt cracked down and was immediately followed by another, which smashed into the hood and spread burning, white, jagged fingers over the car, and then was gone. There was a huge black indentation in the hood.
"I can't do this," Evans was saying. "I can't do this."
"Drive, Peter," Sarah said, grabbing his arm and squeezing hard. "Drive!"